There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're looking at new regulations facing the insurance company and insurance industry this morning. Shall I just start again? In the studio to talk us through what it means for their customers in the UAE and whether or not more regulation is to come. Sam Instone, CEO and founder of AES International. Sam, good morning. How are you going?
Great.
Cricket fan?
Not so much.
So you're with me on that one. Let's look at what is about to hit the insurance industry. There's a raft of legislation, as I understand it, starting with regulating the licensing and the registration of insurance consultants. Is that not already done?
Great question. And I think what you said there in terms of eventually the word insurance industry, what's happened here is actually a huge amount of development of that industry over the last 46 years of existence. But in many other countries where 90% of the workforce come from, in the UK we've had Lloyd's in existence for 322 years, and so the industry has come an awful long way within that 46-year period. However, the Insurance Authority, particularly over the last few years, has been doing a huge amount of work across a raft of different areas in terms of qualifications, in terms of transparency, in terms of charge, and in terms of consumer redress to try to improve things and keep on progressing. And I really think that industry, and when I think of that industries, I think of car manufacturing industries, double glazing, sales industries. It's really the beginning of the vanguard, the emergence of a profession. And professions tend to be very different. And we've seen the emergence of that profession with professional standards in America, in the UK, and Singapore, more developed markets. And really, it's all to do with these current developments about the emergence of a profession which is knowledge-driven and benefit-driven for the clients, which will overall be a really good thing.
So this first rule change that we're seeing come in around the licensing and registration, what difference will it make?
Well, I think for clients, we're beginning to see things such as better capitalised firms within the marketplace. There's an increase in capital adequacy. There's an increase in the way in which firms are regulated, which means that if and when things do go wrong, and of course, in this environment in the Middle East, things go wrong all the time. It was only last week that my friend's house caught on fire. Their car, first of all, caught on fire. That made their house catch on fire. And typically, people here in the UAE don't believe in things like house and contents insurance. We are underinsured, perhaps because people are overly optimistic about things. And so things like redress, consumer complaints, better regulation, better transparency will mean much better benefits to everyone that lives here.
I think you've just answered my next question, which was going to be, what part of the insurance industry are we talking about? Because I'd assumed when you started, you were talking about life insurance and sort of the more sort of, perhaps, I hesitate to use the term, wishy-washy products, rather than insuring a car or a boat where there are sort of defined returns. Is this right across the industry, this change?
Absolutely. The Insurance Authority has done lots of work, and they're looking not just at insurance consultants, insurance agents, insurance brokers, insurance companies, loss adjusters, and everyone involved in the periphery, and how can they increase the confidence of the consumer and the quality of the standards which people can expect. And that's happened across things. 2013 saw the introduction of mandatory medical insurance for people, which has had a big benefit on lots of people. There's a huge amount that has gone on in the life and pension industry, because good wisdom is never invest with a insurance company. Always try and insure yourself if you've got a boat, a car, or life with an insurance company. And so there's been a huge amount around changing that type of thing, making sure that people insure with insurance companies, invest with investment companies.
Yeah, I tend to think of this as falling into two very different camps. There is insuring stuff, houses, possessions, cars, me when I go on holiday, all of that kind of thing. And then there is the kind of insurance that comes up when you're talking to a financial advisor and they say to you, do you not have insurance? Well, we have a product that we can wrap an insurance like a giant gift for you. And I do think of those as being two very different, almost industries.
And it's the industry word that's come back. And of course, those are often where people think of a financial advisor. We're really talking about an insurance salesperson. And so what they meet as opposed to an insurance professional. An insurance professional typically use their knowledge, normally in a complex environment, such as complex corporate medical in insurance or insuring power stations, planes, in order to get you the best deal. At a retail level, the normal person on the street, often we're talking to financial salespeople. They'll be trying to sell you a solution which produces them commission. And there are all types of changes which have happened into this. We'd say there are lots of different options or channels at the moment. One which you grilled last week, which is buying insurance online. I know that I go to price comparison sites, and whenever I buy the insurance for stuff, whether it's house, car, contents, life medical. Often I can go and do that online, but if I have a more complex requirement, our own company insurance, I make sure I go to a broker who's going to run through and make the table of benefits, make sure I know what is and what isn't, make sure he searches the market, gets me the best price, or the maximum benefit of the lowest price. So I think it's all to do with that exact transition industry to profession, which is happening at the moment.
What still needs to happen to make that transition?
For me, the number one thing which we don't have in the UAE is charges, disclosure of charges. And I think transparency would give a lot more peace of mind. In many other countries, we know how much commission is being paid to the broker or to the underlying platform. And I never used to, before I understood this area so much, realize what a conflict of interest does. But of course, inherent conflicts of interest, often made by the way in which people are paid, means that you don't always get the best solution for your needs. If you can remove that, or at least make it transparent, the way in which people are paid to sell insurance, whether that's an insurance company direct, the broker, or an online platform, all of a sudden you begin to get a much more level playing field.
I mean, the vast majority of people don't understand financial products. That's why a lot of people get into trouble with IFAs. Insurance is likewise. The vast majority of people don't really understand how it works. One of the things that really jumps out at me, I've got a lot of, over the years, had many people who've sort of not understood what's going on, put money into things that haven't really worked out for them, but there's nowhere to go. There's no sort of redress. There's no ombudsman or watchdog to go and actually talk to and get advice from here. Is that changing? Do you think there is going to be somebody, an official ombudsman, to look after sort of IFAs, to look after insurance?
So IFAs, banks, insurance companies, platforms, technology providers, the difficulty within the UAE is a fragmented regulatory landscape. There are at least five different regulators. I know that the insurance authority here specifically is trying to make a lot of advances, not only to have a good new website, a lot of new circulars and a lot of new rules, a lot of more inspectors trying to make a lot of advances and trying to make sure people do get fair redress. Because unless you have fair redress, i.e. a client can complain when they haven't been treated properly or when something they thought was going to happen didn't happen, which obviously occurs a lot with things like in insurance, you don't get confidence within the overall system. And I think that's what the insurance authority is working so hard to try to improve, because you're exactly right, Malcolm, over the last 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, there hasn't been that confidence in the overall system.
Is there any channel at all at the moment?
Yep. Absolutely. When I mentioned those five different regulators off the top of my head, some of them, they all have consumer redress. The DFSA, the Central Bank, the Insurance Authority, ESCA, and the Abu Dhabi regulator, you can get individual redress. But the difficulty for many consumers, they just don't know.
Which sort of authority the people you're dealing with would fall under, for a start.
Exactly that. They don't know which authority people fall under. They don't understand. They don't understand that many people, the dangers of dealing with financial salespeople who don't have no license at all, and therefore, of course, they fly in, fly out, and there is no redress for those people. So it's a horrible patchwork, which hopefully all those regulators will work together to try to improve.
Because we do have some more transparency laws coming up, do we not? This is on the slate for things to happen.
Absolutely. So this is just the beginning. And for a period of time, the Insurance Authority have mooted these different and gone out to industry bodies and for consultation periods, mooted various different changes. And it's the beginning, the recent ones last month in terms of insurance consultants, is just the movement towards an increasing transparency. And I'm sure that over a period of time, this country moves so quickly in terms of development, I'm sure that it will catch up with other more developed and more transparent markets as this profession emerges, as people are better qualified, as they're better regulated, as regulators have better provide better recourse to complainants.
Quickly, before we let you go, in the interim, what questions should people be asking when they are buying insurance?
It very much depends on the type of insurance people are buying. If it is relatively simple and easy, I'd recommend the DIY solution to people and researching it fully online. If it's more complex, I'd recommend getting a broker, if you have a broker, making sure that they are transparent and you know exactly how they're being paid. What you want to do is make sure that they act in your best interest, on your behalf, a broker, when you're getting corporate medical insurance, and make sure that they're not actually just representing the best interest of an insurance provider.
So what's the red flag for that? How would you tell?
it's the method of remuneration. I'd always prefer to get a fee-based one that charges me a fee, or break down his remuneration, charge an hourly fee, so that I know that he's fiduciary acting for me and my company. I'd never want one that just takes a percentage of my overall premium I pay, because I don't know what type of holidays they might have taken in the Seychelles, what type of levels of commission that might be. And it'd be the same as any other professional, a lawyer, an accountant. I want to make sure they represent me, and I know on an hourly rate how much they cost. I don't want to make them just take a percentage of the profits of my company without it being transparent.
Sam Instone, CEO and founder of AES International, thanks for your time this morning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.